prayer through song. There are two kinds of prayer. The first kind is, please, 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 right? We all know that one, or we used to know that one. And then there's the second kind of prayer, which is, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what we teach in Center for Spiritual Living and in New Thought Philosophy. We teach prayer as a gratitude, not as a pleading and demanding and longing. You know, when we long for something, when we come from that energy of, but I've wanted it for so long, and the universe always says yes. So the universe says, yes, you do want it. Yes, here's more longing. Yep, that's what you affirm. Yes, I've wanted it. I wanted it. I want it so bad. Yeah, you do. Yes, it always says yes. So this first song is called Thank You for Another Wonderful Day. And I learned this from Lisa Oshman at the Positive Music Awards a few years ago. And she sang it a cappella. And I just wanted to share this with people. And it works so well with this talk. So I'll teach you your part. It's the chorus. It goes, thank you for another wonderful day. Let's try that much. Thank you for another wonderful day. Here's another chance to walk in your way. Here's another chance to walk in your way. Here's a chance to help my brothers and my sisters help each other. Here's a chance to help my brothers and my sisters help each other. Thank you for another wonderful day. Thank you for another wonderful day. Let's try it together, okay? One, two, three, four. Thank you for another wonderful day. Here's another chance to walk in your way. Here's a chance to help my brothers and my sisters help each other. Thank you for another wonderful day. I wake up to sunshine. I did not invent the sunshine. Or it might be raining, but I did not make up the rain. There's so much beauty, it's hard to ignore. Once you see beauty, you've got to see more. When I see such beauty, I see your hand in it, Lord. Thank you for another wonderful day. Here's another chance to walk in your way. Here's a chance to help my brothers and my sisters help each other. Thank you for another wonderful day. You made the mountains, you made the hills and valleys. You made the oceans, you made an ocean of stars. You made these children inhabit this place. And best of all, you love what you made. In all of creation, the depth of your love is displayed. Thank you. Here's another chance to walk in your way. Here's a chance to help my brothers and
Help each other, thank you for another wonderful day.
Give yourselves a hand. Yay! So, we're going to move on to another kind of prayer. And is anybody here familiar with the prayer of Jabez? It was a best-selling book in the 90s for like 10 years or something. And there's a whole big story that goes with it. And the author of the book is Reverend Bruce Wilkinson. And it was on the New York Times best-selling list for ever. And the story about this is that it's in Chronicles in the Old Testament. And chapter 4, verse 10. I'm not a big Bible person, but you can look it up. So the story, now the Chronicles is where this one begat that one begat this one. There's all this begatting going on. But when it got to Jabez, there was a little story about him. And the story is that when his mother was pregnant with him, it was a very, very painful pregnancy and a very painful birth. So what does she name him? Jabez, which means pain. So I can relate to that because when I was a kid, my family used to sometimes refer to me as Elaine the Pain. So I feel your pain, Jabez. So he decided that he never wanted to cause anyone any pain and that he wanted to be prospered and that his idea was that you ask, or in New Thought, we affirm our prosperity. And, you know, it's not always money either, but he would enlarge his territory. So the verse goes, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, and your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may cause no pain." So this is sort of an asking that you would do this, kind of a supplication. So what I did was I stuck an affirmation in between each line, so I call this New Thoughts on Jabez. A little bit of a doo-wop feel we have in the Old Testament.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed, I am blessed and enlarged. And your hand would be with me, I am correct.
And so it is. So now we're going to move into another kind of prayer that we're going to sing a little bit of. And this is the Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness. And what people used to do, may still do, is if they wanted to establish an atmosphere of forgiveness, they would go to the great kahuna. They'd go to the guy, and they'd have him pray for them. And that's okay. We can have other people know for us. But then in the 70s, a woman named Morna Simeona, she brought the Ho'oponopono prayer out to the great public. I think she knew that we each have our own direct connection to Source, you know, that we are actually extensions of Source, and that we don't have to go to a man priest or anybody to pray for us, and of course it's always a choice. And sometimes people do know for us better than we, because like we can't see the forest for the trees, so it's okay, but to actually realize that we can do it for ourselves is very empowering. And so I had listened to my friend Richard Shulman, he's a beautiful keyboardist that I met in New York, and I would meditate to his, it was a cassette tape in those days, back in the early 90s, and called Light from Assisi, and there were a bunch of different, just instrumental, beautiful songs on this cassette. And I'd listen to side A one day, the next day side B, the next day side A. So I had that dedicated cassette player in my meditation spot. And every time this one piece came on that was called The Walk, I thought, oh, that's so beautiful. I could put lyrics to that someday. You know, I'd like to put lyrics to that. Just, you know, set an intention. And sometimes it doesn't always happen in our time, like when we think is the appropriate time, but it could happen. So then I forgot about it. Life came up, and then back in, I guess, 2011, we were at a festival together, and we had our booth next to each other, and he was playing his music, and that piece came on. And I remembered it again, so I had it in my mind, and then that was on the weekend, and then the following Friday, I called the minister at Unity of Ocala in Florida. I was going to do the music support for her talk that following Sunday. And I said, well, you know, what are we talking about? I want to see if I can do something that's appropriate. She says, well, I'm going to do this process, and then I want you to sing a song on forgiveness. And I'm like, nothing comes to mind. So I had about a half an hour before I needed to leave, and I was going to Women's Full Moon Meditation at Rising Tide, the Sufi Center. Half hour. So I sat down and I got the first part. And when I got to the meditation, the woman leading it, Jo Mui, taught the group the Ho'oponopono prayer, which I had learned a few years before. And it's these lines, four lines. I love you, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, thank you. But they can be said in any order. And what it does is it establishes an atmosphere of forgiveness. And the thing I learned the hard way is you don't have to say it to the person's face. You know, that could, which did happen to me. You just do it. You know, you just say the prayer. And what happened in Hawaii was Morna Simeona had a prize student named Dr. Hugh Len, and he used this prayer, and it healed his daughter. She had a very severe skin condition for 10 years. They tried everything, allopathic, homeopathic, you know, whatever, all kinds of alternative methods. Nothing worked. This prayer worked. Now, I also think it had something to do with this Dr. Hugh Len's consciousness, because the next part of the story is that in 1983, he got a job at the Hawaii State Hospital for the Criminally Insane. And this was not the kind of place you'd really want to be. And there was a high turnover of violence among the patients / inmates, as well as a high turnover of employment there because there was violence. And so Dr. Hugh Len got the job there, and in 3 years, in 1986, they closed the hospital because everybody got better. And this is the part that, may not be for everyone, but this is a true story. He said that he never saw one patient. He never went to a meeting. He just stayed in his office and he did this prayer. And here's the part. He said, I didn't heal them. I healed the part of me that saw them that way. So, you know, when we say, well, what happens to us happens through us by means of us, that's a huge demonstration of that. They closed the hospital. So when I got to that full moon circle, women's meditation, it was just wonderful, and there were angels, and so I went home and I finished the song. But this first part I wrote for myself. As I forgive, I am forgiven, releasing negativity. I just wanted to be able to release negativity, and I wanted to be more kind. Like, I wanted to call kindness into myself, and that's how you find peace. Forgiveness is a way to find peace. There's one line in the song that I say, I open up to the angels' blessings. It talks about the end is coming soon. I'll be reborn by next full moon. What I mean by that is 28 days or so to change a habit. So by the next full moon, I would have more kindness, more peace. So your part goes like this. As I forgive, I am forgiven. Try that together. As I forgive, I am forgiven, releasing negativity, releasing negativity, revealing kindness that once was hidden, revealing kindness that once was hidden. I find a peaceful energy. healing, peaceful breath. And let her go. So I have this friend that I know from the Center for Spiritual Living in Morristown, New Jersey, which is where I started my practitioner training and or my science of mind training in 1993. And I know him now, and he came to hear me perform at a local Unity church in New Jersey, Morris County. And he came up to me after, and he goes, "I got a Ho'opono story." So I'm like, okay. He calls it Ho'opono. "I got a Ho'opono story." "Okay, what is it?" He says, "Well, I was up in New York State, and I was driving on the thruway, and there was this guy, and he was being that kind of driver, and I was being that kind of driver, and I'd speed up, he'd speed up, I'd slow down, he'd slow down. Then I get off the exit ramp, and he gets off the exit ramp, and I pull up to a red light, and he gets out of his car, and he comes over to my car, and he goes, and I said, 'I'm sorry. Please forgive me.' By the time I said, 'I love you,' he ran away, and I said, 'Thank you.'" I love that story. Okay, we move on to another kind of prayer that I think we all have said at one time or another, and it goes like this. "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can." Let's try that part again. "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can." And the wind is up to the difference.
know the difference.
Beautiful job, everybody. Yay. Yeah, I didn't put it on the PowerPoint because I wanted the surprise element of that. I like that Codependence Anonymous verse, you know. To accept the people I cannot change. Have you ever tried to change anybody? How's that working for you, right? So, yeah, that's So I'm going to do one more song with you for the program. And 2010, I get a message through Facebook from this guy Jay Woods. Not yet. Take it off. because I like you to see it when I'm singing it. So Jay contacted me, and he had written this poem, When I Understand. And what happened was, and he's a 12-step guy, and he doesn't mind me telling you that. And he's an older man. He's, you know, in his mid to high 70s now. And he was going to Unity Church out in Kansas, and he says, I'm not a poet, but God woke me up in the middle of the night and told me to write this poem. So he wrote it down, and so he brought it to the minister, and she says, do something with it. So because Jay had a lot of experience with selling and promoting and marketing, they made beautiful bookmarks with this poem on it. I have some here. So as a result of him getting it out to lots of the Unity Church bookstores, in 2010, it got published in the Daily Word magazine, which is pretty cool. And so then that gave him, you know, a lot of energy around the 12 Steps of Understanding. And then he decided that he wanted somebody to put music to it. And he contacted me. And so we're talking on the phone. I had never met him, but he's a great guy. Doesn't take anything personally, does jokes, laughs. You know, I like that kind of person. I love jokes. And so, we're talking. And so then I said to him, okay, I feel this song, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, like a waltz. I feel this as a waltz. And then I started visioning. So I said, so when we make the video, right? The song's not even written yet. When we make the video, I want to have me, my husband James, we met at swing dance camp, we love to dance. I want to have us in the video waltzing. He goes, whoa, don't get too far ahead of yourself. I said, no, I'm going to get off the phone and write this song. And it only took about 10 minutes. I mean, I didn't have to write any words. So I just found the melody and came up with this, When I Understand, and it builds upon itself, just like we can do that. You know, we can build upon our emotions. If we're not feeling too well, we can have a better feeling thought. I mean, Abraham Hicks says, we don't go from despair to bliss, I mean, and stay there. You mind if you're, you know, bipolar or something like that, but, you know, if but it doesn't usually stick. You know, we'll go from one feeling. We'll go maybe from despair to anger, which is actually vibrates higher because now there's some movement. And then from anger, we have revenge. So you might not think that revenge is a higher vibration than anger, but it is because now you're getting creative. You know, you're using the creative flow. Right? You know, not just I'm mad, but I'm mad and I'm going to do this or I could do that. I could do that. But you don't want to stay there either because then law of attraction will give you more things to, you know, have revenge over. But it's a step. And so then you may take the next step into apathy and then possibly acceptance, friendship. And how many people have experienced, especially with people in your family, the people you're closest with or somebody you're not close with, but you have a big falling out, and then you make up, and then you're closer, you know, because you've experienced highs and lows of emotions with someone. It's actually a closening. How many people are divorced? You know, they meet the love of their life, and then they end up hating each other, you know, because they get divorced. And hopefully that doesn't last, but that's somebody else's choice. But you get the point, you know, when it can really deepen, or, you know, we make up. we have a falling out, we make up, and it just makes it better and deeper. So this song built upon itself, and we're going to do it twice, so you can put it on now. So it goes like this. When I understand, I stand under.
Listening to our podcast, we love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit, and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together, we create a world that works for all.